Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Yeah, it's magic, huh? Jay-Z and Lenny Kravitz. And it's a Heavy D production, you bastard. Come on. Hey, yo, stop playing, man. This is real serious.
Post Gitano, hold hanging with Bono. You too can live like Salvatore Ferragamo. And you too can cool out poolside after Milano. If you too flow like you was out of your mind, yo. Two new dudes that love apple pies from McDonald's will soon be the boss of the Big Apple, yeah, I know. And who knew dude to play ball for the NBA will make a mistake on the who knew it stays so in a way. Who knew that'd be his last shot? Who drew up that play? They give it and they take it. Life is cool that way, but even a broken clock is right at least two times a day. You could've turned guns into roses like two times a day. Next cut you gotta say, two times a day. I got my shades on, waiting for the sun to shine my way. Got my boombox, suntan lotion.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at me on game day, baby. Only game day bring out this type of energy. Especially when I'm looking at ESPN and SportsCenter and NFL Network and everybody saying Washington should win this game. Washington has the advantage in this way and that way. And it was so refreshing. You know, I use a big word there, Lacey, refreshing to hear them talk about my team in this manner. Because normally, we all know, when it's something dealing with Washington, I can't blame it all on the Washington media. Even though they play a huge part, Jeff Bezos, we ain't going to get on you today, you Bama. But, you know, to hear them saying some good about my squad, girl, look at here, mm-hmm. Look at here, look at here, look at here. Yeah.
Right.
You all know what today is. We're going to do the show like this. We're going to have a conversation about Paul Pierce and his hate for ESPN demanding him to discuss LeBron James. The question is out there, y'all. Will Rondo, what'd you say, Trees? I'm sorry, babe. Go ahead.
No, I said, yeah, that's what I remember we talked about this briefly a couple of weeks ago when I was telling y'all that's why Paul Pierce did that little tape and everything because he was sick of them talking about he needed to talk about LeBron all the time. So, yeah, we do need to talk about that.
Yeah. And will Rondo and Westbrook coexist on the Lakers? Will Rondo and Westbrook coexist on the Lakers? Because we all remember when they were in the bubble and Westbrook and Rondo's brother got into it because and Westbrook had security remove Rondo's brother from the bubble because his brother was screaming obscenities and calling Westbrook a bum and saying he was washed up and this and that and the other and Westbrook ain't take too kindly to what he was saying, but I mean the question arises to me, you know, and Brother Ted and I had a heated discussion yesterday about this, Tree, because real quick, my point of view was anybody that I beat or got in a fight with, and I'm talking about from childhood, yeah. And Ted called me petty. He said, you petty, he'll be holding on to it. And I'm like, it's not that I'm petty, but once you have made your mind up that you beefing with me, that you have a problem with me, then, you know, it's hard for me to adjust and just go back to, you know, oh, we all right, we cool. And Ted was giving me this story about him and some dude and the dude swung on him, and I was like, what? And y'all still friends? Ain't no way in four ham sandwiches that I'm going to be friends with anybody that tried to cause physical harm to me. You know what I mean? I just can't do it. So, you know, we're going to get into that. Everyone's saying that Rondo and Westbrook going to put all of that to the side and play together. But, you know, Westbrook, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it because I want to go in depth with that. I don't know. I seriously don't know, y'all. This is going to be one that we have to just observe and watch what goes on. You know what I mean? We don't know. We don't know what the situation is going to be with those two, and we don't know how they're going to handle it. To be honest, I hope that they handle it like men, but at the same time, you know, we're going to get what we get when we see what we see. You feel me?
Facts.
You know, okay. And then we'll be leaving the basketball and NFL week two matchups, y'all. Time for ladies' teams week two pick. I'm telling you. I'm winning this week. I want y'all to know that. I done studied who good, who not, you know what I mean? You know, so yeah, I want everybody. I want everybody to get it in, get your $5 to Lady T. Now I've been asked the question, yes, treetop five, right?
I told him that, yes. Treetop
okay.
is the name on top of the actual Cash App. So if you see Treetop,
right,
you're in the right area.
Yeah,
you're in the right place.
There you go. You know, I've been receiving that question left and right. But this, hey, we're more than happy to oblige you because that means we have more people joining our fun time football crew. So, you know, you're more than welcome, and we appreciate you. And then we're going to wrap this show up talking this Thursday night, Washington versus the Giants. And I really want to know, are y'all ready for some football? I'm ready. Look. I ain't gonna say I can't stand her. You know, I ain't gonna say, but as aggravating as I find Tiffany Haddish to be, I have to borrow her phrase and say, he ready. You know what I'm talking about? Because he's definitely not. I can't see a phrase that Philly more to. He ready. He is ready.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know what I'm talking about? So, hey, we're gonna take a quick break. I'm going to let this JV crank one more time because I love it. You know what I mean? 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Tree, you with me, Tree?
I'm here.
You with me?
That's
it. Yeah. It's magic. Huh? JC and Lenny Kravitz. And it's a Heavy D production, you bastard. Come on. Hey, yo, stop playing, man. This is real serious. Yo, let's go.
Post Gitano, hold hanging with Bono. You too can live like Salvatore Ferragamo. And you too can cool out poolside after Milano. If you too flow like you was out of your mind, yo. Too new, dude, to love apple pies from McDonald's. would soon be the boss of the Big Apple. Yeah, I know. And who knew dude to play ball for the NBA would make a mistake on the who knew it stays so with the way. Who knew that'd be his last shot? Who drew up that play? They give it and they take it. Life is cruel that way, but even the broken clock is right at least 2 times a day. You could've turned guns into roses like 2 times a day. Now it's something you gotta say, 2 times a day. I got my shades on, waiting for the sun to shine my way. Got my boombox, suntan lotion, waiting for action. They say when you play with skills, good luck are having. Let's go. Got too hot, so I jumped off in
his back. Man, that's all right. Boy. All right. Paul Pierce, you know, and let me say this. I understand where Paul is, but I got a funny kind of take on this, and I'm pretty sure it's not what most of you are expecting to hear from me on this. Paul, when you were in the league and you were playing with the Celtics, they talked about you a hell of a lot too, man. When you were relevant and still playing, it wasn't a new sports program on that wasn't talking about something you and your teammates were doing, and you got your shine. You got your shine. Now, for one, Kale is going to take up for LeBron, okay? LeBron is hot right now. LeBron is the end-all to be-all to basketball. Can we agree on that, T?
Yeah.
Are you with me, girl? He told me you was with me.
Yes, I'm here. No, I'm here. I'm somewhere else. For once, this is the time that I'm not going to take up for that fact, and I'll tell you why when you finish your statement. That's why I was like, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. And you have to, when you're an anchor, a sports anchor, you have to talk about what is relevant. Who is relevant?
Yeah.
You can't pick and choose. You can't pick and choose your topic, you know, in that manner because, you know, only Undisputed does that. Only Undisputed does that because everything is Cowboys and everything is LeBron. And they make no apology for doing that. And I could take Undisputed, if you were giving the good with the bad, but neither with the Cowboys or LeBron do you receive the good and the bad. All you receive is Skip Bayless's feelings and Shannon Sharpe's feelings. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. And you know, I understand because Skip is all Michael Jordan, anti-LeBron, and Shannon is all the rest of the league and Dallas, you know. So it kind of levels itself out in that way. But if the fact remains, those are the topics that they only talk about. I mean, like I said the other week, when all you got to talk about is where LeBron is vacationing. Nobody cares where this man is taking his vacation. Who really cares about that? Are there really people out here wondering where LeBron is going for vacation? Serious?
Right.
Serious? And I know, Therese, sports fandom is different nowadays. It's different from...
Right.
But we grew up, you know what I mean? We had our favorite players, but when they went to the offseason, they were in the offseason. Unless they had some type of egregious act like a felony or or an accident where someone was hurt or something like that. We didn't hear from them. We didn't hear from them. We heard about the athlete whose sport was up. Like baseball, we heard about Cal Ripken to death and all those guys. Hockey, Ovechkin and Gretzky. You know, basketball, you heard Michael Jordan and the Celtics and, you know. But when the season was over, the conversation about these guys were over. Saying where Paul Pierce is at, but at the same time, I have to say, today is a different media market than the one we grew up in. Go ahead, Tree.
Okay, like, I agree with 80% of what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, well, what I took from it, he was saying it was more like pushing an agenda to like you said, sometimes it wasn't a story and they had to make up one. So we can just so we can talk about LeBron, like the vacation and the TikTok and doing all that kind of stuff. He was saying, like, it's way more other things we could be talking about. Like, we could be talking about, I mean, it ain't got to be so glamorous and all this and that, but it's other things that are happening, you know, like people being traded, people, you know, teams getting sanctioned, people, you know, just different things happening. And we don't get to talk about those things because they pushing an agenda to talk about LeBron James. That's what I got out of it. And I do agree with some of the stuff you're saying because they do have to talk about what's hot. But if he ain't doing nothing that's hot pertaining to football, then it's irrelevant. I don't care.
Right. And see, I'm the type because, as I just explained, the media cycle, the sports media cycle, and how it was, I was so attuned to that and loving that this new way is just it doesn't catch me. It doesn't grab me. As a matter of fact, it really annoys me. You know, it annoys me that you know this is how they choose to do sports. This is how they wanna This is how they want to put the word out there. And to me, it's like you're only putting the word out there on one player. Every player in the NBA has fans. Every team in the NBA has fans. To break it down to one player and everything that player doing, like we just said, to the point where you're talking about his Twitter and TikTok and whether he likes deviled egg potato salad or regular potato, don't nobody care. We don't want to know all that. We do not want to know all that. We want to know the sports-related situations. This is why, to me, people find a victory or a breath of fresh air and something bad happening with LeBron, like losing, getting put out of the playoff or something of that nature, because y'all spend so much time on the most insignificant, simplest topic that, you know, people just get tired of it. And speaking of tired of it, like, I got tired of it in my mouth. We going to bring in my man, Lou. What's happening, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Hello, Silver Players.
How are you today, man? You okay?
All right. Yeah, I'm okay.
You okay today, Lou?
I was just putting in a note for my website.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
you call me up for a little bit.
Welcome to Kale's Corner.
Thank you.
You know, what did you think about the Paul Pierce decision to separate himself from ESPN? Over too much LeBron discussion.
Well, he does have a point there. I mean, everything in the NBA has been about LeBron. So I think he's got a point. I think he's got a point there. And but the ESPN's, of course, been there so much scrutiny with its, you know, anchors, you know, over the past few years that it doesn't become surprising to me. That's why they're all leaving for Fox or CBS or whatever the case may be. So this is just the latest in a series of the ongoing, you know, complaints with the ESPN and its staff. Why should I be surprised? Mm-hmm. I'm not.
That's right. All right, let's go to my man, Big Boy. Good comment, Lou. What's up, Big Boy? I mean, my
hey,
twin
boy.
Brother, Big Boy.
Yeah.
Hey,
Big Boy.
What's up? How y'all doing?
All right. What's your comment on this, man? Paul Pierce and leaving ESPN because he's playing in too much LeBron talk.
I mean, to me, that makes him Jad look like a hater, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, y'all ain't gonna put me on like that. Well, I'm not going like that. I'm not gonna sit here and talk about him. But, I mean, you know, he messing with his own coins because of another dude. That never makes sense to me.
Big boy, can I say this? He already is invested into the, I got my fingers up with the quote unquote marijuana thing. So he got enough money, so he'd be all right if he leave ESPN. That's how he feels.
Yeah.
So if that's who Curry, you know, yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, I feel you, but I mean, it ain't about what you holding on to; it's about what you letting go and why.
He said it was deeper than, I mean, you know, they want him to talk about LeBron, but then you want me to talk about LeBron with a pocketbook. You want me to talk about LeBron with this, that, you know, he said it was talk about LeBron, but it was like more talk to the kids about LeBron. So he was like struggling with his morals. He said it was messing with his morals. You know what I mean? It ain't had nothing to do with about hating,
it on that
hating
level.
Over somebody ever. I'm sorry.
And it's not really hating. You know, he's not hating on LeBron at all. He's just saying there are other topics. There are other players in this league. Let's discuss some of the stories with these guys. Let's discuss what's happening with this team, that team. If y'all not talking LeBron, y'all talking LeBron's team, you know. And Paul Pierce is, you know, I respect the man, I truly do, because unlike everyone else, he took a stand in what he believed in. And trust, Paul Pierce ain't hurting for no money, man. Paul Pierce is not hurting for no money. Paul Pierce had three greats.
Hey, look, once again, it's not about what he...
All money ain't good money, Big Boy.
It's about what he let go and why he's doing it. Because if we're going to talk about principle, let's talk about the principle of you allowing conversation, which you're paid to have, be affected by who that conversation is about. That doesn't make sense to me.
You're missing it.
You're approaching it from the wrong angle, Big Boy. You're approaching that from the complete wrong angle. But that's okay. That's your opinion. We're going to move on. We got other people. What's up, Tang?
Yeah, what's going on, family? How y'all doing today? What's happening, Tang? Lou, Marvin, Big Boy, Debo.
What's your stance on this thing?
I really just been listening to y'all and just figuring out what's been going on. I didn't really see what happened, but with the way y'all been talking, I feel the same way you and Miss T do, because I feel like if he don't want to sit up there and talk about the man like some of these other analysts do, then he's just saying, the hell with him. I'm gone. Because that's just not him. Mm-hmm. He ain't got time to be sitting there talking about, especially if that's what they pushing. Talk about him on vacation. Talk about him carrying the purse. If you ain't talk about him doing nothing on the basketball court, then, hey, or something happened like, oh, man, LeBron got into an accident and he fell off a bike or something. then what are we talking about?
True that.
Right.
And the thing about it, there's always a sport current, meaning it's always something that helps to talk about because there's always a sport current. You know what I mean? Let's go to the Cuzzo. What's up, baby?
I can't call it. What's up, Cuzzo?
Hey, ain't nothing. This bug, y'all. This bug.
What's up, bug?
I can't call it, man. Just listen up, y'all.
Well, welcome. How you feel about it?
To me, I think Paul Pierce made it clear years ago that he don't like LeBron, period. Every time they battled it out, every time they played, when he spit at the bench, when he was playing for Cleveland, and he spit over there towards him, he then made it clear. So to him, I think he was just, he wasn't going to be able to do that show, not if they particularly wanted to talk about LeBron. So I don't think he made that clear years ago. He don't like LeBron.
Right. Okay. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Ted, what's happening, Ted?
Hey, how's everyone doing?
What's up, Ted?
Good evening, everyone. Hey, what's happening? Thanks.
Come on, I know you got an opinion.
Well, I mean, I didn't hear what was the question and all that, but I heard as far as y'all said him doing the show. And like you say, he has his right, you know, he don't like the guy, so he don't mess with the guy. So he has that right to do that. Like you said, if they just talking about LeBron, I don't want to talk about dudes. So I can't be on that show. I can dig that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that respect.
Let's go to my man Marcus. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Marcus.
What's going on, family? Mark? How y'all doing?
Oh, man.
Everybody good.
Hey, look, I'm caught out in this rain. I'm out here in this rain, right? So forgive me if I got a lot of feedback.
Okay. What, you at the field already?
You said, am I at the field already? Oh, no, I ain't going to the field today, baby.
Okay,
But I'm definitely going to try to go to the field, man, when we play y'all bombs, though.
I was going to put on my rain gear and meet you out there, but I'll definitely come out there when we definitely do this. That would be fun.
We need to make that a field trip, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I
know that's right. Right.
We put that together.
Marcus, where do you? Yeah, we gonna let Lady King handle that one, cause I know she gonna hook us up with food and everything, games and all that good stuff. Mark, so where do you stand with Paul Pierce, Marcus, and walking away from ESPN?
Walking away from what?
From ESPN. Yeah, because they were demanding him talk about LeBron, and like Bug just said, you know, Pierce, beyond the shadow of a doubt, made it absolutely clear he don't mess with LeBron, you know what I mean, at all. So
he walked away from the whole contract?
Everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's
he
stupid.
Got himself fired.
You, that's stupid. Yeah, that's stupid. I don't give a fuck I don't care how much I dislike him. I ain't going to let him get away in my bag.
No, but he got a bigger bag. He got a bigger bag to replace that. Yeah, he got a bigger bag to replace it.
Oh, okay, then that's fine. Maybe it was more so about the bag. Yeah, if it was really just about the, you know, because at the end of the day, it's 90% about more money. So
what about the other 10%?
Yeah, that 10% was playing like F LeBron, you know? And I hate to say this, because I know you one of his cheerleaders, but I don't like him, so I'm with Pierce, man. You know what I'm saying? I know you're a cheerleader. I know you got your pom-poms ready. I'm sorry, my bad.
Why are you trying to stop something? Leave my co-host alone, man.
I already said that. I agree. I agree with. Well, I said it first.
Marcus, I agree with you, like you said, about if it's about the bag situation, because me and Kel was talking about as far as, you know, with Draymond's situation. You know, him and LeBron got into it as far as words and stuff, but now he's, you know, doing a deal with LeBron. Like I say, I mean, hey, we didn't get into an altercation, no fight and stuff, verbal, like you say, on the basketball, we heat and all that, but like you say, now we doing a business venture, hey, all that's in the past. Now we talking about getting his money, man. So I can dismiss me calling. I called you the name or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Dismiss our feelings that we had on the basketball court. Like I say, I mean, Paul Pierce had his thing. Okay, that's that. But if Draymond feel that he can forgive and let bygones be bygones and move on and let's get this money, I don't see a problem with that.
But you can say. Bad,
we're talking about Draymond Green compared to Paul Pierce. There's no comparison. There's no comparison.
What I'm saying
Hold on. A terrible friend makes a terrible business partner. And the first thing that goes wrong, LeBron is going to be thinking, yeah, I remember you called me a thief. I ain't really messed with that Bama anyway.
You can't say that because you feel that way. You can't say how he's going to feel.
Okay. Most men that I know, once you've had beef, be it physical, verbal, whatever, it's hard for that man to let that go. It's hard for him to just walk away from that. That's all I'm saying.
Read the quote in the Bible.
We're not doing the Bible, y'all. Let that one go.
You know what, Ted? You just showed
So we can talk about anything else, but we can't put God in at all, huh? Okay.
It's too controversial. That's too controversial, Ted.
You just showed me, Ted. That you was at your wit's end with this argument because you took it to the Bible.
It ain't no wit's end, but it's a matter, like I said, of forgiveness. You going on saying that, you know, if you had a beef with somebody verbally.
But you ain't got to do business with them.
But what's wrong if you do business with him? I mean, you can't fault him if you do that.
You asked me my opinion, and I'm just saying my opinion. I didn't ask you anything. I'm not saying per se.
He's a different dude than I am. Can I say that? He's a different dude than I am. Because if I've had beef with you in that manner to the point where I called you out of your name or you called me out of my name, every time I'm around you, I'm expecting the next step, which is you swinging on me or me swinging on you. I'm waiting on that to happen. That's how I grew up. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But that's how the neighborhood rules work. You know what I mean? I understand what you're saying. There were young boys, young men who got into fights and arguments and were able to work out their differences and be friends. I've seen that for myself. But at the same time, I'm telling you, I'm not that dude. If you had one thought of causing me harm in any way, I can't go into business with you. I can't be a buddy with you. I can't. That's just me.
That's real talk.
But I feel,
hey, Kale,
I feel where you
I actually from. Experienced that, Kale. So you're right. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I done walked away from business stuff because of joking and got slick out the mouth, and they don't know what the light skinned boy's capabilities were.
By the way, Paul Pierce is worth $73 million.
Paul Pierce is
worth $73 million right now.
The only thing though, I gotta say, man, if I ain't have a better situation, and we talking about figures, I'm not letting none get in the way of my figures, you know?
Right.
I'm with you on that. If it's somebody that you've had a beef with, confrontation, then you can't tell me that you're not going to be real cautious about dealing with them, Mark. You're going to. You know, we all would. I mean, there's a hint of uncertainty going into business with people you've had no beef with. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely. And you know, but for me, you know, if it's just about that testosterone, I could deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we men. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of times, man, alpha males, they don't always get along. You know, it'd be hit or miss.
Right.
You know, there's a bunch of alpha males together. I'm cool with that. It's when a Bama take it to a different level. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know that level I'm talking about. You know, I ain't going to speak about it on here. When they start talking that kind of level, then you got to cut that off. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to them zeros, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, man.
I'm not
say F you with a smile. You know, shake your hand. You know
what I'm saying? I do it every day. Those are people in passion. I'm not in no business situation with them. That's people in passion that get that. Because I know in their minds, they're saying the same thing to me. 563-999-3782. When we'll be back, we're going to talk about this Rondo and Westbrook situation. Another one. Good God Almighty, boy. L.A. got it.
Take the bass line out. Uh-huh. Here we go.
Bam.
Yeah. Let it bump, though. Driving some of the hottest cars New Yorkers ever seen. For dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block singing the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all niggas know me to fail. Fuck nah, we all my niggas with the rubber grip. Or shots, and if you with me, mama, rubbing your tits. And whatnot.
I asked a question earlier. Do y'all think Rondo and Westbrook are going to be on the Lakers? Or is that beef between Rondo's brother and Westbrook going to be a problem that festers? What y'all think about that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, can I ask what beef does Rondo's brother have with Westbrook?
Exactly. When they were in the bubble, Rondo's brother was yelling obscenity to Westbrook. to the point where Westbrook had security remove them. Westbrook told the security that they needed to remove them because Rondo's brother, remember, that when it was the time in the bubble where you could have maybe two or three people in there with you. Well, Rondo's brother was one of his plus two, and he was sitting down close, so Westbrook could hear him, and he was telling Westbrook that you some garbage, you some trash, you washed up, you ain't nothing. My brother a better facilitator and point guard than you, and I mean he really let Westbrook have it. To the point where Westbrook wasn't even concentrating on the game anymore. Now, I do know that this is while Westbrook was in Houston. So Westbrook has been in Washington and other – he's played other places since then. But I'm curious to know if – because it's almost relating to what we were just saying. About once Obama turn you wrong or do you wrong, it's hard to work with them. It's hard to coexist with them. You know, do y'all think that Rondo and Westbrook will be able to mesh? You know,
I don't know. That's a hard one. Because like you said, he already got little, and they might have. I mean, you know, it's been so long ago, they might not even remember it. So let's
let their brother like that, though. I mean, how many fans he returns for them?
I mean, he wearing dresses now. Like, nothing ain't bothering him.
Just because it was Rondo's brother, he shouldn't even let that bother him. Just because it was his brother, you know how many people tried to say something to that man in different arenas?
Right.
He shouldn't even let it bother. I don't care if he was saying he was better than him and all that. Of course, he's gonna think his brother better than him. But I wouldn't have let that bother me. Now, if he was calling him out his name with the B word and all that crazy stuff, then I can respect him.
If he was just talking
to him about basketball, then I wouldn't even worry about
him.
He called him out his name, when I see him, I get that.
You know when an athlete's family member, brother, cousin, sister, auntie, uncle, whatever, when they express something about another player, it's viewed as that player said that in private conversation with that family member. So Rondo's brother is looked as if he's being a mouthpiece for Rondo.
I can understand that.
Yeah, and this is why I'm saying, you know, do you think it's going to be a problem for the guys to work together?
It might be. I believe it will be.
Well, it shouldn't be if they're trying to win a championship. They better let bygones be bygones. If they want to win the championship, they can pick it up after the season. They don't have to put it on hold until the season is over.
Hold on. You want the Lakers to win the championship?
Oh, no. That's what in their mind. I got to tell you, they're going to win the championship. Yeah, no. But in their mind, they think they're going to win. Chicago winning this year.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I'm sorry to tell y'all that. I didn't mean to surprise y'all like that. My bad.
Yeah. I'm from Chicago, and I don't think so. What you smoking over there, girl?
It's a Marlboro. It's a Marlboro.
I need some.
The Marlboro.
It's strong. It's laced with something.
Oh, wait a minute.
Because the Bulls ain't winning nothing.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. I feel your compassion and your dedication, but the Bulls don't win enough, girl.
But I mean, what am I supposed to say? They're not
going to
win? I mean, ain't y'all over there saying
no,
this is going
to
win?
Let's be
realistic,
though.
Exactly, you're supposed to say exactly what you said so we can have
Thank
that good
you.
Life.
Thank you. And I believe it in my heart, though.
Oh, yeah, you should.
I like that. Okay. I like that in you. I ain't mad at
and
you.
Guess what?
You
must have seen
it first.
And guess what?
Yeah, that must
what we know for sure, what we do know for sure is that the Wizards ain't going nowhere.
When I go back to Shy,
I appreciate it, Ted. Thanks. I'll put my address in the comments. Thank you.
Indeed.
Take the gas stick off. You know what I mean?
I don't worry about nobody. Anybody can talk and say anything.
How you figure Chicago gonna win, but the Wizards ain't going nowhere?
Because that's not my team. So I have to be I have to do that.
But if you got hope like that for Chicago, and I do believe we booked y'all last year, Tree.
I'm
speaking facts, man. I'm not hating. Stop.
We're going to beat y'all. Facts is we're going to beat y'all this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to take care of y'all. We're going to take care of y'all.
Yeah.
That's fact.
Okay.
Here comes backup over there. Here comes his backup over there. What you say?
We can definitely make it down there to that game if y'all want to go.
Oh, well, you know I'm already in my seat. I'm already
Indeed.
In my seat.
That's right.
We're going to make that a date.
Already.
That's another field trip. I like that field trip,
yeah,
Marcus.
Say,
I'm going to use that. I'm just not going to say Marcus. I'm going to use that. I'm telling you, brother. I like that field trip.
That's what's up. But seriously,
Bebo said he hopes that Rondo and Westbrook defense, when they come here and play the Wizards, so that they'll lose. So L.A. will lose. It's going to take some time for that team to get cohesion. You know, these players that they joined with the Lakers, they're not just older players. They're setting their ways and playing a certain style. So it's going to take some time for all of that to acclimate. You know, for everyone to get comfortable and used to everyone. And I'm with you, Ted. I'm with you. I hope that these guys let bygones be bygones and really seriously concentrate on fighting for a championship, you know. Even though, if I have to say so right now, if gun to my head, Brooklyn, man. Brooklyn come back healthy, man. They're going to be a hell of a team to deal with, man. Serious.
Brooklyn be hell.
Well, only reason I would want L.A. to win is because of Carmelo. You know, I would like Carmelo to get
right.
You know, that's the only reason. But as far as them playing together, then you got veterans. And it's just let's play ball, you know. Everybody knows their role. Rondo is the point guard. Westbrook would be a shooting guard. I don't know if Rondo going to start. I don't know how they're going to work that. But just go out and play ball. They're ball players. They're veterans, man. They're looking at one goal is to win the championship. Like you said, let bygones be bygones. All that other stuff said, my brother said this, they might go be at a drink, have a drink somewhere and talk about it. Like you say, Westbrook ain't caring about nothing. He wearing skirts now. So we can talk about it, man.
Right.
I said this year because that was in a competition, and I'm trying to use gamesmanship to get in your head, or whatever. So at that time, that's what it was. You know, so now my brother's playing with you, y'all playing together, so now I'm going to root for you. Get it, you know? So, hey, I don't think it'd be a problem as far as them, you know, getting along together, playing, you know, because even let's say they didn't have that. You have players that might even get into it in practice, you know, for some whatever reason. And but then you come to a common goal because Michael Jordan slapped Steve Kerr, punched him, you know. Michael Jordan used to get on all them cats if you didn't perform to somewhat of his level. You could never get to his level, but let's bring out the best of you, you know. He was known for that. So, like I said, Allen had, you know, got into it with teammates. So, but you come to a compromise, and like I said, it depends on how harsh the situation is. Let bygones be bygones. Words is words. Words ain't never killed anyone, you know. It's right. The action. After that word, you know. So,
man, it was this dude. I played defensive end in high school, and the dude played fullback. And the play call was a crackback block. And that Bama hit me so hard, I swear my head was bleeding, y'all. But it was summer practice, so I was sweating. But I'm telling you, after that hit, I wanted to take personal beef against Skibo. I wanted to hurt that Bama, man. I wanted some get back. You hit me like that, blindside block. And anybody know about that blindside block? That joint can be cool. That joint can be
crucial. Yes, again, you're talking about physical contact. That's the difference between physical contact than words. So I get you. Yeah, you don't want to get them back, physical contact.
Yeah, you just brought up in practice, and that was practice. We on the same damn thing. And trust me, walking to school, I thought about it. When I saw him at lunch, I thought about it. When the bus was coming and everybody was getting on their bus to go to their neighborhood, I thought about it. As you know, when we were on our way to the locker room for practice that day, I thought about it. I wanted him to get back.
Yeah, you was going to get that, man.
Yeah,
you got issues, bro.
I'll be the first to admit that. I'll be the first.
Right. That's what I said.
3-7,
that's what I said.
Welcome to Issue Corner. And listen, y'all don't understand how y'all saved me. Because I be wanting to take issues out on everybody all the time. So, hey, thank y'all for being here. We'll be right back. Hey, be ready.
Right.
Be ready when we come back, y'all.
That's you with that bad-ass thing, huh? That's you that can't keep old heads because you keep fucking up friends, huh? You got to go to court, huh? You got to serve a subpoena for child support, huh? That was that nerve, huh? You ain't even much get a chance to say a word, huh? I know I ain't trippin', don't your brother got them birds, huh? You won't bust one of them niggas' heads, huh? You ain't scared, huh? You know how to play it, huh? I know you just ain't gon' let a nigga come and broke you, huh? Stun in front you, huh? Straight up break you, huh? You know got that fire green, huh? You know how to use a triple beam, huh? Shit ain't hard as it seems, huh? You keep your body clean, huh? You got a lot of the bold demons, huh? Some of your partners old fools, huh? You don't really wanna fuck with them niggas, huh? Come up with them niggas, huh? You stuck with them niggas, huh?
You a paper chaser, you got your block on fire, remain in the cheese. If there's a moment you
that bad
was right on time.
Want...
block
you really wanna... Hey, y'all forgive me. I was out of turn here. I shouldn't have played that. let me get this for Miss T. Lady T. Oh, you know what, Lady T? I got a surprise for you.
Okay.
Give me one. Girl, we got too many songs.
Hey, y'all, make note that I'm not going to call Kel during the game, so if they lose, it's on them.
I know that's right, bro.
Hey,
that's pretty good.
Who's that speaking blasphemy?
That's Ted. This is Ted.
That's right.
Who's that blaspheming against the Holy Spirit? Well, who's that?
I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that against the Holy Spirit. I'm doing it against the Washington football team.
No, bro, you tripping.
I need to.
I didn't say y'all was, listen, I said if y'all lose, I didn't say y'all was gonna lose. I said if y'all lose, it's on y'all.
Ain't no if.
Okay.
Ain't no if.
Well.
Miss D, you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
I ain't never ran from a... No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the... Talk snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a... dog. When it come to them, you gotta play it raw. And I never ever let... get to me, why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. I never ever go against my kind for some niggas on the other side. I never ever put a for the money, gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me, you know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth, you been out there?
Nah.
I like that, y'all.
Yeah, and that, you know what? Honestly, that was the first time I really listened to the words. I like that, y'all. He ain't letting the bag influence him. Yes, I'm about.
Nope.
Go ahead. But,
nope,
but,
not at
come
all.
On.
That was a good one. Okay. So. This is our second week. In the picks, we got 16 picks. And we're going to start out with the Saints and Panthers. Saints. Okay, so wait. Start out with the Saints and Panthers. Is anybody else playing that hasn't paid? Because we got people that's on that hasn't played, or y'all just playing just for playing? The Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. If you see Treetop on top, that's me. And underneath Treetop should be Mama Boss 5. Okay. Now, with that being said, we're going to start the game.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Reese, sure. Diamond, and Meemaw. Send me your picks so that Damon on point already. Y'all send me your picks so that y'all picks can go in now. That way when it's time for the Washington game, we can sit down and watch them and we ain't trying to jumble everybody in. So you said the Saints and who?
The Saints and Panthers. Saints and Panthers.
Everybody is on except for the people except for Mima and Reed. Everyone else is on air and Debo. So you'll be able to call their name and allow them to make their pick. So we got Ted, we got Marcus, we got Tang, we got Big Boy. We got Lou and me and you, of course. All right?
Right.
Okay. Bet.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so y'all ready? Everybody ready?
And you know they've been waiting on this.
I know that's right. Saints Panthers. Come on, Ted, since you've been waiting.
I'm going with Saints. I didn't say I was waiting, but I'm going with Saints.
I apologize.
I did not say a word.
Okay, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Hey, Ted, I guess we sounded like now, Ted.
Oh, man.
What was you saying? Well, you go ahead since you're already talking. Saints. Marcus. Ooh.
Saints.
Kale?
I'm going with the Saints. I'm going with the Saints.
Big Boy?
Carolina.
Ooh. That's how you fuck. That's because you're from Carolina?
I'm going with the Saints on that one. Saints on that one.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going with the Saints. I'm sorry. I need Reese.
I need Reese's pick, too. Come on, Reese. Me, my said Saints. He said Saints.
Okay.
Everybody's been except for Reese. Well,
okay.
You know what? Go ahead and put her down.
We'll get her. Okay, so the next one we have is Rams versus Colts. Rams, Colts. Come on, Marcus.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going Rams.
Rams.
Rams by six.
I know that's right. Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Rams also.
Big Boy.
Rams.
Ted.
I'm going to go with the Rams by 14, Marcus.
Come on, Lou.
I'm going with the Colts.
Whoa.
Boy, I got you all, didn't I?
Come on.
Hey,
come on,
we can't let
Kill going to take the Rams. Devo taking the Rams, Reese taking the Rams, Mima taking the Rams.
Ace, for the Saints and Panthers, what you say?
Saints.
Reese. Okay.
Yeah, Saints. Reese and Saints.
Okay.
We should let Tank go first so we can follow him since he won last time, since he know that he got a special formula or
okay.
Something.
You gotta know that ain't gonna happen because y'all ain't gonna pick my boys. Some of y'all.
You right? Okay.
I will not.
We have Raiders, Steelers. Raiders.
Ooh.
Steelers.
What is that?
Steelers. I'm saying one more time. Raiders, Steelers.
Where they playing at?
Pittsburgh.
Playing in Pittsburgh. Okay.
Come on, Ted.
Oh, I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh. 50-17.
Come on, Lou.
Steelers.
Come on, Big Boy.
Ravens.
You going against the grain? You want to be different?
Come on, Mark.
I'm going to go with the Ravens. They're going to get their act together this week.
You mean
Raiders? Oh, the Raiders. Yeah, for sure. I was going with them all day. I got that written down.
Okay. They playing the Steelers now.
Yeah,
come on,
I can't mess with
them. Okay.
I'm going with Pittsburgh. They defense, man. They beat them little. I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Raiders. But Debo, Pittsburgh, Reese, Pittsburgh, Mima, Pittsburgh.
You can take a quick break right now, Kale. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. 563-999-3782, quick break, and we coming right back to these picks, so y'all be ready.
Yeah, reporting live from the north side of Liberty City. I'm going to keep it player. I just want you to know we the Navy SEALs. We're going to strike your home up. Platoon, nigga. Gang, three bad on me. Top floor at my penthouse, yeah. Young rich. I'm in my rope, no hustle, my flip-flop, yeah. So that trolling is hip-hop, whoa. Play me, gon' get shot, quarter mil K, my wrist wide, whoa. Bust down, better, don't tick-tock, no. We got them bricks in the drop,
I'm sorry, y'all.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we got the next group. The next group we have coming up will be the Chiefs versus the Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens, and that's where they'll be playing at. They're going to be playing in Baltimore. So we have the Chiefs versus the Baltimore Ravens. We're going to start out with Kale.
Oh, man. Kansas City.
Made that hard, bro. That was great to say.
Right.
You trying to be
funny.
And
like
I got
a sign.
I forgot
like
to
got a sign.
Okay, so what we saying? Chiefs, everybody picking the Chiefs? I don't know. I don't think so. Come on, Tay.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
What you got, Marcus?
My bad. Who is it again?
Chiefs and Ravens. Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, Baltimore Ravens? Oh, Chiefs.
Uh-oh. Come on, big boy.
Chiefs.
Ted.
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs.
Come on, Lou.
Chiefs.
Okay.
And you
we
know,
waiting on.
You know what? Yeah, I got Debo said Kansas City. Mima says Baltimore. Reese says Kansas City. I think I want to change mine to Baltimore.
You know, I kind of feel you, Kale. But Mahomes is dangerous.
So was,
and Baltimore hurt.
It's too late. He changed it.
Yeah, I'm changing.
No, it ain't too late. I'm just playing. It ain't too late.
Go ahead, girl. Give me Baltimore. I'm good. I'm going to stick with him.
Okay.
What's the next?
So I'm going
I thought you don't care about Baltimore.
I don't, but I know they got a sour taste in their mouth after the Monday night game. And Lamar Jackson is itching to prove everybody wrong.
Yeah.
It won't be this
Sunday.
Do
the third game.
But they have not beat Kansas City at all. This is
That's going to be a game right there, baby. Y'all going to be good to the TV.
Come on, T. Let's
go. That's a Sunday night game, too. All right, so let's go. This is a Monday night game. This game comes on Monday night. So we're going to need a score at the end. After we put all the picks in, do you guys think about what the score will be? So Lions-Packers, we're playing in, Green Bay. We're playing in Green Bay. Lions-Packers. Come on, Tang.
Going with Aaron Rodgers, man. He ain't going for it this week.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
I'm reluctantly going with Aaron Rodgers this week. Listen, man. I really think he's doing it on purpose. I think he's purposely going to be. So. He might be throwing it on purpose, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with him.
No.
Come on, big boy.
I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Come on, Lou.
The Packers are going to kill him, so it's not even going to be close. I'm going to say, though, a score of you want the total score points altogether,
right?
Yeah,
but not right now. Not right now. We're going to hold that
okay.
until we come back. Yeah. Come on,
right.
Ted.
Okay.
I'm not going to give Green Bay no love because they – I'm going to go with Detroit. I think Detroit might give it.
Okay. We're waiting on me, Ma. Kale, what you got, Kale?
Me, Ma got Packers, Debo, Packers, Reese, Packers, Kale, Packers.
Pack of family, huh?
Yeah, man. Watch your mouth.
I want to change it.
Okay,
no.
So everybody's going Packers except for one person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have the Titans and Seahawks. We're playing in Seattle. Titans, Seahawks. Debo, I know yours have been in like boom, like that. So I'm going to put down for Seahawks.
Right.
Okay, Mark.
Seahawks.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going with them birds also.
Kim.
I'm going with Seahawks and Mima, Seahawks, Reese, Seahawks, Debo, Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Yeah. Gotta be a Bama.
Okay. Big boy, who you got? Tiger
Seahawks.
What you got, Ted?
I got Sierra Hawks.
Okay. I know that's right.
Let Russ cook.
What you got, Lou?
now wait, is the Seahawks against who they playing?
Titans.
Titans.
I'm going to be the odd man out and go with the Titans.
Lou, I hope they win. I hope Titans win, Lou. But that's just a hope and a prayer.
I ain't going to Tennessee for nothing.
I haven't
been
surprised this year.
I have to admit, Lou, when I said Seahawks, I saw Derrick Henry and who's the receiver they got now, Tennessee? Is it Julio Jones with Tennessee now? Yeah,
but I saw that last week, and they lost.
Yeah, but I still think, I think the Seahawks won, yeah. All right, let's move on, man.
We're going to take the next one. It's going to be, yes, we're going to take a quick break, 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello. How are you doing?
You don't need no comments from the peanut gallery, Debo. I said I'm not saying you pick back to somehow change your pick then, Ninja. Come on.
You
told me change my pick then. Because I'm serious. When I said Seahawks, I instantly saw Derrick Henry and Julio Jones. And I was like, I don't know who Seahawks going to really cover them dudes. But, you know, hey, I picked the Seahawks. I'm sticking with it. Come on, Tree.
Okay. So you ready for these next ones? These some doozies, y'all. These some
make
doozies.
Sure you might want to make change their pick.
Say it again,
Tang. Hey, Tang. Okay, make sure, because Grub might want to change his pick. Damn, just double check.
Oh, anybody want to change their pick?
No, nobody changing their pick. Them cow bums, I tell you, man. They just get real sassy. They get real sassy after 5 o'clock, man.
Hey, can I change my Green Bay pick?
Who is that talking?
This is Ted.
Okay, what you want to pick?
I'm going to pick Green Bay. I'm going to pick them. Like they say, Aaron Rodgers ain't going to have two bad games. He's going to make a comeback, so the heck with it. I'm going to pick the G's.
Okay. I got you.
Thank you.
I got you. Okay. Anybody else? Going once, going twice. And we are moving on. Oh, somebody said something?
I'm staying put.
Staying put.
Change, what you want to change, Lou?
No. I'm satisfied.
Oh, okay. Moving on, people. Let's move on. Let's move this little train forward. We're going with the Bills and Dolphins. Bills and Dolphins. So we're going to Miami, y'all. Let's see. Come on, Tang. Who you got?
I'm going with them Bills. I can't see that happening twice.
Right. I can see that.
I'm going with the Bills.
Mm-hmm. So who you got, big boy?
Bills.
Come on, Ted.
I'm going to go with the Bills also. I agree with Tang.
Okay. Come on, Lou.
Bills.
All right. Come on, Marcus.
Bills by six.
I'm going to beat y'all by six. Come on, Kale.
I would take the Bills.
Are we sweeping with the Bills? Because I'm taking the Bills as well.
No.
No?
Meemaw took Miami.
Okay.
Meemaw took Miami. Uh-huh. Debo took the Bills. And Reese took the Bills.
Okay. Oh, Mom, all balled out. It's okay. So, moving right along, we got the Patriots and the new style Jets. We're going back to New York, guys, for this game. So, we got the Patriots versus the New York Jets. Who you got, Marcus?
That'll be the Patriots.
That'll be the Patriots.
What they going to win by, bro?
Hold on, let me check my paper room.
He's ready.
Come on, Troublemaker Tang.
I'm going with the Pats. The Patriots.
I'm going with, I don't know, I'm going to take the Jets.
Yeah.
Come on, Kale.
Yeah, Tree. We vibing, sis. I'm taking the Jets, too. And Meemaw has the Jets, Reese has the Patriots, and Debo has the Patriots.
Okay.
I think we're going to see that Jets game we saw in preseason. And
what
y'all
you got,
Lou? Remember the
Jets, of course.
Uh-huh.
I forgot
you
that
say,
game.
Lou, I'm sorry.
Jets.
What you got, Ted?
I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Okay. Come on, big boy. Bring me up the rear. Bring it up the rear.
I got the Jets.
All right. Let's go to Bengals versus Bears. We're going to Chicago, Ted. We're coming down
you
into
what
Chicago. What you got,
who
Ted?
Who y'all starting?
Who started? Don't start that, man. That's another topic. We can just pick it. That's another topic. Don't start nothing. We're going with the Bears.
I got you, Ted. Come on, big boy.
I got the other team.
Wait a minute.
Whoever playing the Bears, I got the other team.
Y'all going against me. I thought we was fine, man. What's up?
Y'all got to hurry up and put that young boy in there.
He's going to play.
Now, see, how come Tang can talk about the quarterback, but I can't?
That was big. That was big boy.
You want him to talk about your team?
Thank you, Lady T. KG, thank you.
Good night.
Yeah, come on, Lou, with it. Bengals, Bears.
Lou is gone.
Oh, Lou gone. Okay.
So there, he dropped.
Come on, Marcus.
Definitely the Bengals.
You said
Bengals? It's gonna be a close. Yeah, but it's gonna be a close.
Come on, Chang.
I'm gonna go with Sensei also because, like, hey Ted, I ain't mean to go against you, bro, but until y'all put that young boy in there, I'm gonna go with y'all. Now, if something happens, then I might lose this one, but I'm going with Sensei right now.
Come on,
hey, Debo said the same thing. Until they put him in, no shot. I give them. So
exactly,
yeah,
right,
everybody. Everybody said Cincinnati. Me, Mob, Reach the Cup, Debo, and myself. Cincinnati.
God, okay, sir.
Let me do it right again. Y'all crazy.
Y'all dogging that young black brother over there, man. What do you expect?
Okay, so, got you. So, let's talk about this next team, y'all. So they did so great. Like, they lost one player, so I don't know how, you know. So we're going 49ers, Eagles. We're going back to Philly. We're going up there to Philly to play the Eagles. 49ers, Eagles. Y'all already know my pick.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause what you got?
I definitely got the Niners. I got nine of about 5-6.
Ah, thank you.
That's my man. All right, I'm going with the 49ers. You love that number 6.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What you got, Kale?
I'm going with the 49ers.
Mm.
I'm going with the 49ers.
Okay.
Still trying to win this week. He's trying to win this week. I ain't mad at you, big girl. Me,
he would have money on
me,
that when he would have picked the other team.
Oh, definitely. Me, Ma picked Philly. Reese picked 49ers. And I'm and Debo said I'm picking San Fran, but I hope they lose.
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
That's how you gonna come on, big boy. What you got?
I got Philly.
Okay. Ted, what you got? Okay. Ted hung up.
Nah,
oh, you said Ted. I thought you said Kill. I'm sorry. I thought you said Kill. I like the state bird, you know, of the eagle. I love the eagle bird, so I'm gonna go with the Eagles.
And it's broke down in black and white. We're all in.
At that bird
this point in the picks, you guys, we're gonna take a quick break. Our number here is 563-999-3782. We're gonna be right back.
All right. Look at me, all out of order.
Y'all getting pumped. I know y'all lie. Y'all getting pumped.
They like it. I know a couple of y'all almost broke y'all damn phone. Say you did.
I swear I'm trying all the time. I said, here we go.
But y'all,
I'm sorry.
Y'all, I'm about to
get
a new name. They
y'all.
Say y'all get a new name next year. So let's keep the train moving, you guys. We're going to keep the train moving. Y'all ready for the next picks? The next picks are Vikings, Cardinals. We're going to, LA Cardinals now, or are they still St. Louis Cardinals? We're going to Cardinalville. The Vikings are going to Cardinalville, you guys. Vikings, Cardinals. Come on, Tank. I mean, well, let's go to Big Boy. See what Big Boy got.
I got the Cardinals.
You got the Cards? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Ted?
Who was the team? Who playing? I just came back on the phone.
I'm sorry, babe. Cardinals, Vikings. We playing at the Cardinals' house.
I ain't gonna make no mistake on the Cardinals no more. I'm gonna go with that young boy, Cardinals.
Yeah.
The young boy Cardinals.
Kyler Murray. Thank you. I could not think of his name, man. Thank you. Man. I got folks in Arizona.
I thought about last week. You are absolutely right on that one.
Yes.
Come on, Kale. Why you talking?
I'm going to take the card. Debo's taking the card. Reese is taking the card. And Meemaw's taking Minnesota. Meemaw still got a thing for Kirk Cousins, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
My mother do
you
too,
like that?
Man. That's crazy.
You like that?
You like that?
Okay. Come on, Tang. What you say? What say you? Vikings,
Cardinals.
What say you, Marcus?
That's going to be Cardinals.
It's going to be Cardinals.
Hey, Marcus, you're going to have to stop breaking it down with this Billy D. That's going to be Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Hey, Kale.
You're going to let my hand fall off.
you my homie, bro. We're going to have to go back and forth, man. Don't do me like that, bro. I'm gonna get you back, bro.
Okay. Oh Lord.
Goodness. Okay, guys. Falcons, Bucks. Let's go to the team. Come on,
Ted. I'm gonna go with Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Come on, big boy.
Bucks.
Marcus.
That'll be the Bucks all day.
May my hand fall off.
I was hoping nobody didn't say nothing. Come on, Jay.
Go down the line, start crying people up.
You got to go down the line on y'all in a minute.
I can't. Oh, God. Come on, Kale. Oh, y'all making my eyes water.
No, if you buck.
No, that's right.
We're waiting on
Reese, Debo, and
Meemaw. Yep, Tampa Bay all the way, clean sweep.
Okay. Let me write these down, and we'll move right on, you guys. Okay, so let's go to the game that we all want to talk about. A little bit, just a little bit. Cowboys and Chargers, people. We are finally here. Cowboys versus the Chargers. We know Washington played them last week, so let's see what the Cowboys can do with them this week. Cowboys, Chargers, let's go, Tang.
Cowboy Nation, baby, let's go.
All right, let's go, Marcus.
Chargers.
Thanks. Y'all messing y'all,
come on,
y'all messing y'all paper.
Y'all allow way points, brother.
Come on, Ted.
I'm going to go with you, Tang. I'm going to go with Cowboys. It's a business decision, you know? It's a business decision, baby.
That's right.
Yeah,
they look good.
You trying to win.
Come on, Kel. I want Cowboys. Come on, Kel.
Chargers. That's right, Kel. That's right.
Three.
That's right, brother.
Three. Chargers. Reach the Chargers. Mima the Chargers and Debo Cowboys.
Debo smart.
Cowboy.
He ain't in the seat and get in the way.
Debo Obama, does he? So I honestly think that the Chargers are going to beat the Cowboys.
Exactly.
This ain't no feeling bet. This ain't no feeling bet. Cowboys ain't and listen, y'all better hope like hell.
Ooh.
That my man Martin's pronunciation don't come forth this weekend with y'all losing that series.
DeMarcus Webb going too.
So you got a bold prediction on the second week.
Shit.
No, I'm just saying, remember your quarterback did not play none in the preseason for chest injury.
You still talking about that? And he played last week. Look, he tuned up. The only thing that looked bad about that last week is that he looked like a turtle. He was running slow as I don't know what he was doing trying to get off the sideline. He got to get some speed up on
him. He was scared to run. He was trying to
kill. Hey, look.
Now, see,
this is why
people hate Cowboy fans, y'all. Admit that your team lost. There are no such things as moral victory those times, dog. There's no such thing as moral victory. You win or you lose.
I didn't say that's why we ain't winning.
Your man look good and this. They ain't look good. They ain't look good enough to win.
He did look good. He did look good.
No.
Okay.
Why
honestly,
didn't he look
bro,
good?
Y'all played a team.
He's better than both your quarterback.
Y'all played a team for the Cowboys.
Look, y'all played a team who was lacking on defense.
I told y'all they middle was going to be like that anyway.
And your defense.
Everybody's going to be that to their middle.
Well, y'all got to play this week, so we're going to see.
All you got to do is run the ball across the field.
I want
to
change my pick.
Y'all have four turnovers.
Who is that, Ted? What you want to pick?
Yeah.
Okay. They
yeah. I'm gonna pick the Chargers because they made us turn over. Dallas defense,
that's what
man. They
in
they
good
main
football
man.
Game when you got two good defense playing, that's what happened in football games.
Dallas defense person is hurt. Who is that guy that's hurt from Dallas? Who's hurt from Dallas?
I know all about a good defense, guys. You know, I know.
Hey, look, I said
y'all got the number one for right now because y'all had it since last year. But y'all not going to have it this year because let me tell you what's going on. They double-teaming Chase Young, and them other boys can't do nothing. It's going to be like that all year with y'all on that front four.
We're going to see tonight, my brother. But hold on, listen. This is what we talking about, though. Like, for real, we talking about Dallas Cowboys, the game, and what y'all can do. We talking about Dallas. And what I'm saying is, we talking about the games that we picking, right? So that's the only reason why I'm talking about it is because when we talk about the Redskins, I can tell you about our weaknesses, too. But I'm keeping it a stat. Dak did look good. I felt like they played Dak wrong. But that's not the conversation. The conversation is about the conversation is about y'all defense. Y'all allow too much. Y'all got too much going on. Y'all allow too much to happen on the field. Y'all allow too many points to go up.
I feel you on that. Hold on, y'all.
We're going too far. Let's get these picks done.
I'm timing it, Kale.
Okay. Can I finish though?
Go ahead.
Go back.
Look, all I'm saying is y'all allowed too many points. And this week y'all going up against some good receivers. And that quarterback knows exactly where to put that ball. He know where to put the rock. He do.
Yeah.
He's incredibly accurate. And for real, he has some resemblance of your boy. He puts the ball in the right place. And all I'm saying.
We're tuning in on
it's
Sunday.
It's
going
to be a battle of the defenses. So
yeah, that's what it's about. That's what it's going to be.
Go ahead, Tang. You get the last word. Your team get the last word.
I just told him. We're going to tune in on Sunday. I said I ain't going to say nothing else.
Okay.
Smart man.
With that being said, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, and our last break, 563-999-3782 is the number here on Kale's Corner. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Scarface.
We're going to move it right along. We're going to take it right on down to Broncos, Jags, them Jaguars. Let's go. I think I'm going to take Broncos. No. I'm going to go Broncos. Yeah, that was a little. Because he didn't look bad, but they lost the game, but he didn't look bad for the Jags, that first-year guy. But he's not going to win too many games right now. But let's keep the train moving. How about you, Kev? What you think? Broncos, Jags?
Broncos.
Come on, Tang.
Broncos.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm on the train. Same one.
Okay. Come on, big boy. Big boy, you there with me?
Big boy.
Yeah,
come on,
Ted.
Big boy.
Who's Denver quarterback?
I can't think off the top of my head right now. I'm going to go with Denver. Okay. Is Big Boy back yet?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. Did you hear the pick? Broncos, Jags.
Jags.
Okay.
Jaguar.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad. Okay.
What are they saying?
Reach me, Ma, and Debo got Denver. They're all
okay.
In Denver.
Let's go to Texans Browns. Let's start out with you, Tang.
I'm going with Cleveland, the dog pound. Come on. Hey, y'all, we gotta wrap it round this joint. Just call out your pick and move on.
Go, Mark. Kim.
What's the pick?
Browns, Texans. Browns, Texans.
You're going Texans.
I'm sorry, you guys. Kale.
I'm going Browns. Reese is going Texans. Debo, Cleveland, and Mima, Cleveland.
Let me give me 1 second. I'm going to write these down. Big boy, what you going?
Cleveland.
How about you, Ted?
I'm going to go with the Browns.
And our last and final game that comes on tonight, we have Thursday Night Football featuring... This is a division game coming to you to stadium. What's that? Capital One Arena. What's that stadium name?
FedEx Field.
FedEx Field, yes. Coming to the stadium, FedEx Field. We're hosting the New York
and
Giants.
And we know where
it's
at.
Yes, absolutely. We ain't going back there. The Giants versus the Washington Football Team. The Giants versus the Washington Football Team. So let me just do this for y'all. Okay, I'm just gonna call out the people I know that's picking Washington, like Kale, Marcus,
mm-hmm.
Big Boy. You guys know how to respond. Ted, where you
I
taking?
I appreciate that.
Who are you taking?
I'm gonna go with Washington.
Damn.
Forget you, man.
I'm a businessman.
I'm a businessman.
Oh, that shit hurt.
It's about the dollar, man. I'm a businessman.
No, you want to win. You want to win.
Hey,
going with the New York Giants.
Oh, he wants to lose.
Debo, Meemaw, and Reed.
Okay, so look, we have to go back to the Monday night game and get a score. Monday night game is Lions-Packers. Lions-Packers. Give me a score, Kale.
I'm going to say the Packers 24, the Lions 14.
Come on, Tay.
The Packers 31, the Lions 24.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going to go past 28. I'm going to the middle. 28,
18. Right. Come on, big boy.
Meemaw and Reese. Send me your score.
20. Packers 24. Detroit 10.
24-10?
Yeah.
Come on, Ted.
I would say 21-14. Packers.
Damn, that's what I was going to say. Okay. 2017, that's what I'm going. And we waiting on Reese, Debo, and Meemaw.
Meemaw, 21 Detroit and 27 Green Bay. Debo, 30-10. Green Bay on top, and Reese 24-14. Freeze, you got the same score I got.
Y'all over there thinking it right.
24, give me 24-10.
Ain't that good basketball score? That's good basketball score.
We don't want nobody to have the same score because that what happens if y'all two be at the end? Then we have to find another way for y'all to win. So that's good. I'm glad one of y'all did change. So that's good. And that might
But that's big boy score,
though.
Kale got the same score as big boy.
No, he don't. Oh, yes,
no,
he does.
Kale,
one of y'all got changed.
I do 24-13.
You said 13? Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. So, yeah, everybody good now. 21, okay.
Hey,
let me make sure. Lady
10 Kale, can I say something right quick?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just wanted to update y'all with Scarface. He just had a kidney transplant that his son gave him, and they recovering in the hospital, so they supposed to be doing well. His name is his son name is Chris, but you know y'all know the legend Scarface.
Yeah,
I just wanted to put that out. You know.
All right. Amen to that. Bless us all. No doubt. That's a good way. To go out of here. That's a great way to go out of here. Thanks for that update, bro.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And that concludes the picks for this evening. And the cash app is now closed, you guys. It'll be closed at 7 o'clock if you're going to play the game.
Kale,
sit
there for a minute, and I get you, Kale. And please.
Okay. All right. If you haven't, you know, Tree, give me the cash app again, please.
The cash app is $ MABOSS5, the number 5. If you see Treetop on top, feel me. So that's me. $MamaBoss5. That's me.
Okay.
And if you guys get your cash app in before 7 p.m., because after 7 o'clock, it won't be accepted.
Will not be accepted. And I'm going to tell y'all, that man over there is strict about it. I'm trying to tell y'all. He would give me a hint inch-wise what was going on, who were what, or nothing. So. Trust it, when she say 7 o'clock, she means 7 o'clock.
That's
so,
right.
I'm asking your pick.
Can't he be mad at him? Can't he be mad at him? Good thing.
You know,
would you say tonight's game? Who is that? Talk. Somebody's phone waking up.
No, I had said Tank that I'll match his picks. And he asked who was that.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Real quick. We're not gonna do no score or anything like that, but my hopes are really the special team. Show me something that's my kicker, Hopkins, and I want to see Haskins have a comfortable game and reaffirm himself as the starter for this team and let Rivera know that he made a mistake by starting Fitzpatrick over him.
I said
Hopkins for the kicker and Heinicke as the quarterback.
That's what you meant to say.
You're going to be wearing this tape.
I'm on your side.
Yeah, okay. okay, if I did, you know.
You made a mistake. You were so good.
And no, I don't want that Bama back. Debo, Shane, and anybody else that want to ask
you.
He don't want the Bama back. I got your back. I got your back, bruh.
I'm all right. Right,
hey,
where we at.
Hey. Hey, Kev.
Mr. Take a selfie before the game is over. What the hell do I want that back for? What's up, Mark?
Disrespect. The disrespect, man. It's your show. They messing with you like that, man.
Hey, look. It's the same type gift for Kev Carter. I started this goddamn barbecue.
Okay. I love it. I love it. I love it, man. Great show. I love it, man.
Hey, but look, no,
yes,
seriously, though, man, I hope we see an even and balanced matchup from my defense and my offense and my special teams. You know, I'm hoping for no injuries on either side for either team.
Mm-hmm.
No injuries and the referees, man. Please call this game as it should be called. If you see a holding, call it, be it against Washington or in Washington's favor. You see a face mask, call it.
Right.
Whatever you see, call it, man. Call it, because last week's game, the Chargers committed a face mask right in front of the referee, and they didn't call it, you know?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so call a fair game, man. Call a fair game. All right, y'all, that's our time. Come on, Lady T.
Well, you guys already know. What happened?
I just said, bro, sound like he was crying at the end. He was singing the song over there.
Oh. Uh-oh.
You.
See him crying. That's how they get when their attention gets fried, man. You know what I mean? Nobody said Tang name. So, Tang, you enjoy the game tonight watching a real football team. Come on, T.
Oh, yeah, I got to stop. I got tears coming on my eyes, y'all. Okay. I love you guys. I swear. I live for these moments where I can cry on this show. I love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the game tonight. We will always be here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And the jackpot is $45. So I'll see you guys right back here. Yep, right back here Tuesday at 5 p.m. to announce the winners. I love you guys.
All right. Hey, and I'm going to go out in the words of me, Ma. It's four quarters to this thing called football. Quarters, baby. Enjoy the game. Y'all have a safe weekend. Show love where that love is needed, man. We never know what you want to do until you conversation. We love y'all. We out.
You know where you're at, the USA cap. You're taking it tightly. I'm taking it tightly.
Real quick, y'all. Hey, thank everybody for their participation, for you guys' picks and your insight, your knowledge, the jokes, the laughter, everything, man. Y'all made this show bomb because y'all are the bomb, for real. I'm sorry. I just wanted to start that again.
Welcome to DC. The G-O, the M-A.
some ownership. We got it taken, huh? Well, we own it then. This ain't a hit and run, no, we're not an accident. More like a hidden hole, sort of like we tackling. And we crank so hard because we be practicing. And this is just the beginning, Slim. We just scrimmage it, so lace up your Nike boots and pads with the Timberlands. When them brothers on the boat like they Gilligan, with a condition that we living in. Got us fighting over land.
Great weekend. We love y'all.